Ripping the bong for a long time. I'm ripping the bong, ripping the bong for a long time.
I'm
not even trying.
The bong. Cocoa Puff.
Beat Kings.
We're the Beat Kings.
Beat Kings.
We're here with the Feast of Friends podcast. I don't know if we're recording again. I mean, we are, but I don't know if y'all wanted to. This might be episode 14.
Ripping the bong.
Who knows what we're doing, guys?
Ripping
the bong. Oh, yeah, good reminder. Will you pass the peach? Ripping the.
I'm gonna take a bite.
Do it. So this week, we're going to try and figure out some light stuff to talk. We're going to keep this fifth one a little shorter, just due to some time constraints. Wanted to get a record in while we could, though. I'm not sure.
Is this going to be from... I guess the song will be on last episode. Sorry.
It'll fade out and then come in, and then it'll do all kinds of stuff. Trying to think, you know. Oh, I saw Plander Yellow.
What is that?
He's cool.
Yeah, I actually saw him at work, so I'm in, my life is basically like Cheech and Chong was written by Lord Byron. I won't get into specific details. It's a great job, and it's a very silly gig. I'm just driving around all day, doing different events. But I saw Plander Yellow and definitely was able to oblige him with a custom yellow sort of container. He was a very happy... Very happy man. Very cool energy Super about cool. that guy. Very cool to see him. And it was funny because it was at a... I don't know how much I can disclose just professionally or whatever, but it was at like a closed sort of event, and he was definitely a guest of esteemed honor, but also the people who were running it had no real idea who he was. So I was like, I'm a huge fan of the guy. I think he's so awesome. They're like, yeah, he's great. They were so confused by the whole thing. And they were like, oh my God, he's actually for real known by just random people. And not just this specific crowd. But yeah, it's definitely a cool thing.
If you don't know, please look it up. He's freaking awesome.
Plander Z
artist,
band yeah, Plander Z,
artist.
And he's Plander Yellow. He's definitely the golden boy up front with in terms of the shining personality, and I suppose just
Mike,
the color
too
of
many
his
mics.
Preference.
Else, well, he's got a song called "Too Many Mics." Mike.
Oh man.
Fuck. Anyways, also I want to just shout out Mosaic because that's where I met him and saw him. Mosaic Sound Collective.
Oh, nice.
A great place. Check it out if you're in. To the musics here in Austin, and you need like a room or a recording session, or just I don't know, check it out. That's all I'm saying.
While we're doing shout outs, I want to give a quick one to Tiffany out there in Amsterdam. Ooh, that was
and
interesting.
While we're at it, this has a cross sectional
give us a
awesomeness.
Song.
Let's shout out to Low Key
give
Robert,
us a different one. Hey, hold up,
yeah.
Real quick. Get a song, and then I want to get a little bit of time, and then we'll start talking.
All right, cool. Okay, we can rock this one. Let's do this. All right. Okay. Shout out to Robert.
Robert Hein at Low Key, the Low Life, lowlifevisuals.com.
He did the beautiful picture with the pizzas, black and white, that we use for this little square. If you sing this square or wherever shape it's in. It's in some square rectangle, I bet.
It's our avatar for now, anyway. Until we figure out something a little more popping, but it's definitely in theme with the Feast of Friends Palmcast. Coming in subtly on this one. I don't know how hot we're feeling. Convince me. Make us hot.
Oh, all right, shit. Well, yeah, also there's great pictures that Robert did with Tiffany. So this
true, good shout out. This shout out section's all very circular, secular, cyclical. I like it. Which, by the way, if you're ever in a situation with someone, I learned this in jail, or rather, it was affirmed in jail. If you're ever in a situation with a probable crazy person, all you have to do to affirm them, there was this guy who kept saying when I was in jail for evading arrest, which we can get into. I can talk about that. Quick edit point. Yeah, this guy... this is the kind of guy you run into them often who's going around saying, I've never done PCP. He's just saying it to everybody. I've never done PCP, but I love the Lord's work. He's saying it to everyone. Everyone is terrified of him. He comes up to everyone. They're ignoring him. He's getting aggravated. Each person who goes by, he comes up to me saying his same thing. And all you have to say in these kinds of situations, folks, to get by in life, and as a matter of fact, to excel in these moments, look at them, connect, make eye contact, connect. Of course, that's a given. And hit him with, it's all a circle. I get it, man. And then they'll get, like, I see exactly what you're saying. It's all a circle. And he got so excited. He gave me his pillow. He gave me his, I guess you can call it a blanket. He was like, oh my God, and by the way, I have definitely done, I've done some PCP. He admitted to me in my moment of connection. I've done some PC. I mean, who hasn't, right? And so that's how you meet. And the first time I was in jail, I met a critically acclaimed Kid Jones, who definitely check out his work as well. Are you guys familiar with this guy? It was definitely one of my best credits to date. But you know, the people you meet, folks, the people you meet when you live
in a life.
I'm questioning if it's that.
Speaking of, it's all circle. These loops brought to you by Lopez.
Lopez.
Loops. As and me on the beat.
Lupex.
You know me, this guy.
Give it a couple of those. Ow, ow. Yeah, so that's going to be our fade down. Give us the ow, ow.
Oh, yeah.
Is this still going?
Yeah, that's me on the drum machine. Always, if it's a stale beat, it's the blooper. Yeah.
Cool.
No,
I'm trying to think.
Mike is wearing shorts.
It's true, but that's not even fun.
I didn't even do the segment right, man. Fuck.
Are we surprised? My question is, because I brought up my jail thing, I'm wondering if I should go into that story. It's not really like a fun, compelling story, but it's kind of like a ridiculous thing. It's the only reason, because it's like, just the mentioning of it, it will never be relevant again. So it's like,
cover it.
Yeah, might as well, because otherwise it's like, oh, why don't you? But I'll just try and give it a quick thing. It was a stupid high school situation. There was a bus evacuation drill, and they were having us hop out of the back, and I hop out of the back fully capably, as I you know, can just do, sort of. And my teacher at the time, she makes me redo it because I'm not doing it safely enough. So on the third time that they make me redo this, which, again, I don't know what kind of example they were trying to make out of me, but I decided on the fourth time that I'm just going to go get high at my friend's house, which, who knows what, no last names here.
So his name's actually Bragan.
I'll get another take. So I decided, fourth time of this, that I was going to go get high at my friend Bragan's house. So halfway through walking over towards his house, which was right by the school, I decide, no, you know what? I'm going to be a good kid here. I was trying to get into this sort of like alternative program because I was never going to graduate on time just by virtue of being a total slacker. And
didn't go to class a lot.
I mean, again, Bragan. So... he's right there. So en route to Bragan's, I decide, nah, I better not take the tardy. I'm just going to wait for them to come back to class. I'm going to go stake out in this, it was the 700 building. It had like a perch. I could see perfectly the bus station or whatever, the bus loading station where they had been, and see when they go back to class and rejoin the group, like a good kid would do. And while I'm waiting there, I get a hall monitor who was definitely new because I for sure knew all of them.
We had a lot of different ones at this time in that school, so yes.
There was, let's just say that me and my ilk were making the job more and more necessary, so that they were filling the position quickly. And there was a new one that approached me like, hey, what's your name? Can I see your ID? Do you have your ID? I say, yeah, one moment. I'm Logan Gibbs. And quick shout out / rest in peace to Logan Gibbs, Logie Bear, stealing your identity since probably 10th,
11th
grade.
Let's once again change the name.
Why?
Retake.
I'm leaving that one. I think that's fine. Dude, it's fine.
That's disrespectful to the man's memory.
I mean, it's a good memory, dude. We'll leave out all the slanderous stuff he did. All the nefarious stuff he did we won't talk about. We'll just talk about a good memory where I pretended to be him once. And so, as I'm pulling out my ID that doesn't exist, I just break into a run down some stairs. And it's the kind of stairs that... Oops, there was a little ruckus of a noise there. But it's the kind of stairs that loops back around like there's a turn in it. Do you know what I mean? So you kind of come around a corner and then descend back down the other direction.
Right.
So I pull a full-on Scooby-Doo, and once I turn that corner, hug the wall, watch him run by me, and you see him, like, again, this cartoony look on his face, like, oh, like his head swivels and sees him, but his momentum cannot stop him. And so I just run the other way, and I'm laughing at this point. I run down the other stairs. I'm laughing, and I hear, well, it sounds like he's catching up to me, which was astounding because this was, again, the momentum from before was not unfounded. His inertia was due to his mass, folks, is what I'm saying. And I was like, holy shit, this guy's catching up quick. I can hear him back there.
Defying the laws of physics.
Turns out that, well, one of the campus officers was at the time and maybe still now, who knows, the fastest officer in Williamson County, Officer Gray. He is now in pursuit. I had no idea that I was evading arrest in this moment, but it turns out I am. So he tackles me. In tackling me, he jams his thumb. And what was the fat cop's name?
Fat Ham? Pig cop?
No, not Ham.
Yeah. It was Gray and Officer
Dooley. That's not it. Fucking Hayes. So he was actually my DARE teacher in the fifth grade, my DARE cop. So I actually think I connected this years later. Like, if, because I only, in fifth grade, all I wanted was to be the DARE student of the week. I never got that. And so now this seems right. Because what happens is Gray, by the way, is being cool about this. My only issue is I definitely didn't hear him say stop. Or any, like, law. I didn't hear any of that. Like, officer of the law, any of that. They
dubbed in the stop resisting afterwards.
Definitely didn't hear that. But in having jammed his thumb, Officer Hayes is saying, welcome to the world of felonies, boy. To me, because I guess officer injured while evading is a big deal. And I just spat in his face. And,
shit.
Yeah, that actually is a straight-up felony. But between my principal at the time, you ever have that relationship with a teacher that's like, oh, if, like, you get the feeling, like, the way they favor you is kind of like a almost too personal, where it's like, if we were in the same grade, I feel like you would weirdly be swooning over me or something. Like, you've never had like a principal or like a Miss Ada type who seemed
we're going too far into the names. We should try some anonymized.
It's a last name. You can't even find her on Facebook. Trust me. You can't even find her on Facebook,
look,
dude.
Look. I don't know.
I would say her first name right now.
I thought I was gonna be able to relate to what you were gonna say, but I don't know that I can.
Or exactly. Just because mainly her and a principal I had. My principal, my senior year, whatever year this was. Were two kinds of people that I felt like just separated by years and whatever, like, and experiences or whatever, but they were so, every time I would get called into this principal for doing some sort of shenanigans, she would just kind of laugh at my thing and be like, come on, Michael, are you kidding me? And we would just hang out for like 20 minutes and talk. and then she would just send me back, and I would, that would be it, you know? So it was like, she's in there with the cup while I spit in his face.
He's
who
charming.
Knows?
He's
no,
charming.
Who knows? I'm just ignoring him, dude. You're not being, I don't know if you think you're being compelling with that.
I think
sometimes you are, but then sometimes you're disregarding any sort of, you're not paying attention
right,
to what's
my
happening.
My bad, dude. We need some hands because I just need to fucking boom.
No,
dude,
I'm fucking doing the thing we're doing.
No, dude, it's been way too long.
Who cares?
Watching.
You
pass it.
Elko, you sit with the bong when you're not doing anything.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it
Bogart.
Is. No, yeah, that's you all the
Bogart.
Time.
Okay, come, fine, then let's come
I'm
to
I'm glad
agreement.
That part's Bogart. In the podcast.
Let's get a Bogart word. Can we get a Bogart word? It's going to be
I think
this.
It's Bogart.
Bogart. Okay,
look,
Bogart.
My point is, I was trying to not forget what I was saying because then this is going to happen. Like, the only... It's not that it was the best thing ever, but it was definitely the only thing we had going for us. And now it's derailed because you think
beep, boop, teachers. Boop, 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 we were talking about teachers, your relationship with your principal.
I think that was a weird space we're in.
I don't think that's that weird. I don't think that's that weird of a thing. I mean, it wasn't like an inappropriate thing. It was just sort of like a, like they definitely were more lenient with me than they were with anyone else. And it was whatever you want to read into that. But my point is, she's saying. Because the cops, of course, are like, you don't believe, I don't believe that you had no idea we were chasing you. And at whatever point, this is after I spit in the guy's face, my principal's just like, we only tell truths here, Michael. Isn't that right? Sort of like with puppy dog eyes looking at me, like, I can't believe it. And yeah, it was all a very, somehow that actual offense was not in the record at all. So I guess, you know. The authorities at hand,
piggies.
They don't mind a little bit of self lubrication. Look,
all right, then let's pause for the cause or what's
I mean, that'll always happen, but you gotta not think it's the priority.
Okay, Bogart will be the new thing. Let's just say Henry Bogart. Is that a person?
It is, but how about we don't just say that either?
We could talk about some close...
Encounters with the third kind?
Close encounters with the long hand of the law.
Have you ever...
I got used by the cops in College Station to open a door for a party.
What do you mean?
Like...
He was a pawn in their scheme, dude.
Yeah. That was just like
I guess
dirty... peasant to them that they just used and trade for not giving me a ticket and giving them more tickets. And it's pretty messed up, man. I don't know how legal that is if there was a lawyer there to talk about it, right?
You should have got one.
There's no lawyer present.
Nothing happened to me, though. They used their sick leverage. Sick, sick puppies.
They have Parvo.
Did
they have Parvo?
Y'all need to watch on the y'all damn nuts. Oh, Lopez totally got away that time. We just like all split up really fast when we were leaving a party and the cops came. And
I got away most of the time.
They zeroed in on me. I wonder why.
Have either of you guys ever had rabies?
Mm-mm.
I've had...
close ones, but no.
No, actually. No, not even close. I don't know where I was going with that. I was thinking about that time that a kid next to me touched a rat that was dead. So I was like close to rabies.
Once I stepped on a rat and a bunch of green goo came out of it.
Tight.
It was like a cartoon.
You ever stepped on a toad?
It's one of my biggest fears.
It is a rational fear. Yeah.
Dude, there used to be frogs in the front yard all the time. I for sure have done that.
I saw this thing recently. It was some sort of like Tumblr rant post, I suppose, and it was about how in the 2002 Muppet movie release, there's a scene where Kermit...
Oh, you were in that movie, Alco, right?
Kermit is shown the New York City skyline, what it would look like had he
That's
never existed.
Funny.
Did you guys follow what I just said?
Sorry, I was personally offended.
So had Kermit never existed... He would in the 2002...
Okay, yeah, now
movie,
I'm with you.
He was shown an image of the New York City skyline, how it would look... how the world would look if he never existed. And in the skyline, what do you see? Twin Towers. So
what?
you have to assume that again, this is not my material. This is in the Tumblr rant kind of post thing I saw. But you have to assume then that that's a clear connection can then be drawn between Kermit and his hand in the Twin Towers falling. So Al Qaeda was the puppet, and Kermit was the hand.
This is sensitive, man. We should stray away from this.
I think it fits in with the single built towers towards the sky. It's time to watch them fall. Yeah, it's political. We're a political band, right? Another week of a Feast of Friends podcast, The Lost Tapes. If only I had better organizational skills, this wouldn't keep happening. But on the upside, we do get to have more of these. Ever more along the way. And more shall tall grass sway. Leaves of green and fields of orange. Well, I really worked myself into a corner there. Kind of going for a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory era Wonka thing. You know, the tunnel scene. But instead, on this bonus outro, all you're left with is Bupkis. Sorry, sweetie, but it's your job. Anyhow, we'll see you next week at our tour send-off at the Whip Inn with Nick Adamo and you. There's no cover, and that means that we'll be naked and afraid, off on our way on our fall/winter tour. Dates up on our website, mountebank.band/shows, and I'm your slippery little bugaboo coming right down the slide at you. We hope to see you in town when we drive Daddy's big red truck in to see the ponies. See you then.
See you then.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.